There's rings, Edmund. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, John M. Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a great deal of excitement was stirred up in Pine Ridge yesterday when Lum turned up missing. He left a note indicating that he was the town's forgotten man and that he planned never to return. As we look in on the little community today, we find a tired and worried Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library, while Grandpappy Spears is just entering.
Grandpa.
Yeah,
hello.
Heard anything from
Mom
yet?
No, have you? No, not a thing. Dobie's Grandpa, I don't hardly know whichever way to turn no more. I never been so tore up over something my whole life, I don't believe.
Well, I think you're worrying yourself more than you need to,
Abner. Oh, Mom will show up sooner or later. I know he will. Not according to that note he left for me, Grandpa. He said, goodbye, old friend, is what he said in farewell, stuff like that. He said things would be better this way. Nobody'd miss him. That shows right there he don't ever aim on coming back. Or else he's fixing to suicide himself, one.
Oh, he wouldn't suicide himself, I don't think.
Well, I don't know. He was getting to be a desperate man, Grandpa. You just don't know how much being president of the school board means to him. Losing out on that's been one of the biggest disappointments of his whole life, I do believe.
Yeah, but that surely wouldn't make him go out and jump off of a tall building or nothing like that.
It might if he could find one tall enough. See, he got to studying about it to where he just figured everybody in town turned again. Thought nobody liked him no more. Thought they never even knowed him on the street, hardly.
Oh, he'd get some cuter ideas about himself at London.
Well, I'm worried about him, I know that. It just ain't like him to just drop out of sight this way all of a sudden. No telling what might have became of him.
Well, I think you ought to stop fussing and fuming, Abner, because I believe I studied up a way to get in touch with him.
You have? You mean you know where he's at?
No, but we'll find out. I was just reading this newspaper here.
Oh, my goodness. Did it tell something about him in there?
Oh, no, of course not. But I was noticing the classified ad section. Lost in town columns and all that.
Has somebody found him?
No, not that I know of, leastways. But I figured we could put an ad in there ourselves.
Oh, well, that's mostly just for dogs, ain't it, Grandpap, that lost in town column?
No.
Well, once in a while, a cow strays off or somebody leaves a pocketbook, but it's mostly for dogs, I believe.
Well, yeah, but that ain't what I had.
That wouldn't look good no way. Lost, one man, answers to the name along. He'd just think he's making laughing stocks out of him, then he'd feel worse than ever.
Well, I wasn't aiming on putting this in the lost and found column. What I had in mind was the personal columns.
Huh?
You know, like where they say, well, here, just a minute. Let me read you some of them here.
Yeah, go ahead. Don't leave it'll do no good.
This is the simplest paper. I picked it up down at the barber shop.
Uh-huh.
Here we are, right here. Listen to this. GK, all is forgiven. Please come home. Mother's gone. Mabel.
Mother's gone?
More likely some fella didn't like his mother-in-law and left home.
I know, but it's Lama's gone, not somebody's mama. They got that wrong.
Well, this ain't about Lum, of course.
Oh, well, don't read it then. All I'm interested in is whereabouts Lum's at.
Well, that's what we're going to find out. We'll put a ad in the personal columns like this in here that Mabel put in for GK or whatever his name was.
Now, what in the world good would that do, Grandpa?
Well, don't you see, Mabel was asking GK to come home. This was the only way she had of getting in touch with him. And that's what we're going to do, put one in for Lum.
Well, he don't know nobody named Mabel, though.
I never said he did.
He ain't going to come back home just because some woman and he never even heard it. I'll ask him to.
All right, Jiminy Abner, if you ain't the biggest pigeon-toed idiot in the world, I don't know who he is.
Well, I know Lum ain't going to fall for that Mabel stuff. I can tell you that right now.
I know he ain't. What we're going to do is sign your name to it. You're the one that's asking him to come home.
Oh, well, now, there's a heap better eye than that other one, Grandpa. Yeah, now we're getting someplace. Now you're talking some sense.
I was talking sense all the time. She just had sense enough to know it.
No, that may be.
Yeah, paper and pencil, and we'll just write this out right now and send it into the newspaper.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, though, Grandpa. Lum ain't going to be able to read nothing. Not if he's in the bottom of the mill pond.
Well, I know he never sold himself in the mill pond. can't tell. I think it's some ridiculous of you having them fellas out there dragging it.
It ain't neither ridiculous. If Lom's in the middle pond, I dog it, I'm going to find out. Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring. Might be some of the fellas calling right now.
Well, put out this some paper. I'll write this ad myself.
Come over there on the counter. Hello, jot 'em down. Store library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yeah, Uncle Henry. Well, that's fine. Has the bloodhound found anything yet? Oh, I see. Well, let me know when you find out. All right, goodbye.
Has Uncle Henry got that pigeon-toed bloodhound of his out looking for Lom?
Yeah, he come over and got some clothes along so the hound would get the scent of him and start out hunting for him.
That dog's too trifling lazy to find anything. Well, find his way home.
He's got faith in him, Uncle Henry.
Well, has the hound got on Lom's track yet?
Well, Uncle Henry don't know yet. He says now the hound's got lost.
I know it.
Well, Uncle Henry's got to find the dog before he can find out if the dog's found Lom or not.
Oh, for the Lom, he says.
So does Grandpap. I don't know where I can stand no more listening.
I went to sleep somewhere.
I'm just afraid I'm going to have a nervous breakdown.
Oh, that's if I'm going to do it.
You ain't got enough nerve to have a nervous breakdown. Now, sit down here and we'll write this ad for the personal column.
Well, I'm willing to try anything if it'll get Lom back. I don't put much stock in this idea, though. He suicide himself. That's what he's doing.
Oh, he ain't. Yeah, you better write it yourself.
Yeah. All right. What'll I put down?
Just start it out sort of like a letter, only don't say dear, of course.
Don't say it.
I know.
Well, Lom's liable to think I ain't friendly no more.
Well, put it in if you want to. None of the others do, though.
Well, I'm going to. Dear Lom.
Now, you oughtn't use the name Lom, I don't believe.
Well, that's his name, ain't it?
Yeah, but in all these others here, they don't come right out flat-footed and use a feller's name. They just use initials or some peculiar nickname or something.
Yeah,
well, sure, something like that.
Could put down Dear Fred, but I don't believe Lom would ever know it was meant for him, though, if we'd done that.
Oh, that's right. Ain't you got some nickname you call him?
No. Nothing he likes. Might put down his full name, Columbus. But if he ever seen that, he never would come back or whip me when he did once.
Better just make it Lom, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, I done got that down. I horse next there.
And then you say, always forgiven, please come home.
Well, I ain't forgiven him for nothing.
Well, you can say that anyway. Might make him feel good.
Yeah, but he won't know what I'm forgiving him for.
Well, that's good. Maybe that'll get him curious, and he'll come home to find out what you're forgiving him for.
I don't get that right. I never thought about that. Yeah, I'll just put that down. That's a good idea. See, all is
See, what else some of these others say here? Might put in that he ain't responsible for no debts contracted by Mrs. E.R. Norbury.
Huh?
But that don't seem to fit very good.
Hmm. Yeah, that's dear. Now, what else did you say to put down, Grandpap?
Oh, have you got please come home?
Yeah, I got that. Got that right now.
Well, I believe you better just let it go at that. Listen, you can think of something else that'd make you want to rest right home.
Well, I can't think of nothing. Last week, telling Caleb Wehunt just dropped dead and need a new school board president, but I don't reckon we ought to do that.
No, of course not. Caleb might see it.
Yeah.
I'll just end it right there and sign your name.
My full name?
Yeah. No, just give your first name, that's all. He'll know who it's from.
Yeah, I just sign it. I know this. Wait a minute. Here comes Cedric. Maybe he's got some news about the mill pond.
Is that where he's been?
Yeah. He's been down there helping the fella. That's where he's been. Are you done over there yet, Cedric?
No.
Have you dragged the whole mill pond yet?
No, Mom. We got about half of it dragged, I think.
Oh.
All we found so far was an old automobile car and a lantern.
Oh, doggy, I'm proud of you.
But it wasn't lit.
No, natural, Cedric. Not down the mill pond, it wouldn't be. More likely been there a long time.
Well, I thought you'd like to know about the cars. I'm going right back out there right now, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, well, that's a good boy, Cedric.
Well, I want to see if we can't find a little bigger automobile car. Your brother's too small for my car. Besides, them other fellas are fighting over it. Anyway,
yeah.
I'll be back quick as we're done.
Yeah, all right.
So long,
Cedric.
That dragging the mill pond's a waste of time, Abner.
Well, I hope it is myself, Grandpap, but I got to look everywhere, though.
Sure you ain't gonna be disappointed if you don't find Lom?
Why, no, I won't be disappointed if I don't find him in the mill pond. I'm hoping I don't.
Oh, that's right. Sure, what's the matter?
I want to find him, but not in there.
Well, this personal ad will do you a sight more good than that anyway. Here, you better call long distance and phone this ad into the paper now.
Long distance? What paper are we going to put this ad in anyway?
Well, listen right here, this St. Louis paper.
Oh, Well, what if Lum ain't in St. Louis, though?
Well, she don't have to be, silly. They send this paper all over every place.
No.
It's just a lot more pretty than this little old weekly paper of ours, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. I never thought about
it. It's more places than the Hooker County paper.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll send it there. Yeah. Send it to St. Louis paper.
Well, this is the paper to put in, no doubt about it.
Well, how are we going to get Lum to ever read this, though?
Why, we just, he'll, how's that, Abner?
Well, he'll never see this. I don't know if I ever seen Lum pick up no St. Louis paper. Look at the personal columns, Grandpap. He'll never in the world see it.
Jimmy, that's right, ain't
it? Why, of course it is. If we could study up some way to get him to look in the paper, why, then maybe it'd be a good idea.
Well, I got it. We'll send him a telegram. Tell him to look in tomorrow's paper. That'll do it.
Oh, sure, sure. That'll get his curiosity roused to where he... wait a minute. We don't know where to address the telegram to, though.
That's right, Ann.
I know. We know that. We're going to have to put that in.
Now, we'll have to study up some way to get him to go to the telegraph office where he's at and ask for the telegram.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Look like we're whipped, though, I'm afraid, on.
Wait, I know. Here's what we can do. We figured out how to get him to look in the paper, didn't we?
Yeah, we done that, yes.
All we have to do to this is just add a postscript on this personal call you made. Just tell him to call at the telegraph office.
My dog is you're a genius, Grandpap. A-G-U-S. That's what we do. Let me get that telephone right now. Yes. My dog is we'll have old Lum back there before you can say Jack Robinson or anything. Hello? Mammy? Give me St. Louis.